اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of the speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution, about the supporting Palestine. Palestine is like one of our limbs. Because of the people's deep Islamic sentiment, the loss of Palestine for the Iranian nation, and that does not include the Shah and his government, was like losing one of its own limbs. For this reason, despite the cooperation of the Shah and his puppet governments with Israel, the Iranian nation has always offered its deepest and sincere sympathies to the Palestinian fighters. For more than 15 years, I have repeatedly protested against the cooperation of the Shah and his government with Israel, and so many Iranians, clergymen and laymen alike, have gone to prison and been tortured for protesting against Israel's aggressions.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches. About the Quds occupier regime, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The foolish idea of greater Israel makes them commit any crime." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh condemns the foolish and childish wishes of Israeli nation. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh made clear his opposition to Israel and the Zionist project of establishing a Jewish state inside the Islamic world. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh from the very beginning defined the Islamic aspect and the ideological dimensions of the struggle against Israel as the most effective way to mobilize the oppressed Palestinian nation and attract the support of the Islamic Ummah for them. He considered adopting of alternative courses such as reliance on Arab ethnicity and nationalistic views and other important and non-Islamic ideologies as deviation from the course of struggle for liberation of Al-Quds.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala
Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized maintaining unity for the liberation of Palestine as being the most important main path to achieving victory. This was because he did not believe that the large colonial powers' intention for creating Israel was merely to occupy Palestine. Imam rahmatullah alayh believed that if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries would eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestine. This is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh likened Israel to a cancerous tumor, and he said that its immediate eradication was obligatory for all Muslims. Due to the need for the Islamic nation's unity in the fight against Israel, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh did not separate any effort, whether it was in his speeches and the recommendations he gave to Muslim nations or in actions he took in this regard. Thank you very much, and I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Spring of Truth. And until another one, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day.